guys, welcome back to our podcast, It's a New Day, where we talk about high school, politics, and everything in between. I'm Rory.
And I'm Alexis, and on today's episode, we're talking about love and relationships. Our apologies, we have been very inconsistent with our podcast due to the circumstances with quarantine and everything, but we are glad to be back with you guys, and on today's episode we are talking about a topic that you all wanted to hear from us. So we're just gonna get right into it. We're super excited to put our opinions out there and also have some opinions that you guys gave us. We did a Instagram questionnaire this week, and you guys gave us a whole list of responses. So we're just gonna kind of, you know, put our little input on those, but also share y'all's responses so that it can relate to each and every one of you.
So the first question that we put out is, what does love mean to you?
Yeah, and one of y'all's responses was, it can be applied to anyone in your life that you feel is really important. Not just a partner. Mm-hmm. I think that they said that very, very well, because love isn't just about you being with someone in a relationship-wise, like boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, you know? It's so much more than that. It can be with a friendship, and it's something very unique and special to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. I think that loving someone and being in love are two very different things.
Yes, for sure. Like, I knew I was in love with JJ from Outer Banks when I heard him say, housekeeping, and I cried to Rory one day.
For 45 minutes.
45 minutes, yes, and I was explaining to her how I just wanted to be with Rudy. Mm-hmm. And how that wasn't happening. Rudy's his real life. said knife. His real name in real life, you know, but his JJ is the character.
Yes.
So if you hear Rudy and JJ, they're the same person.
But thank you for that clarification.
Yes, of course. I was all sarcastic that she's here. but yeah, I'm deeply in love with him. But he'll never notice me. But that's okay, because whenever I watch him on TV, I'm like, wow, that is my man up there.
You just have to manifest it. Just, like, make it come true eventually.
Exactly. That's the key to everything. To everything that you want.
Manifest it.
That needs to be a slogan.
So I will gladly share my experience. The first time I knew I was in love, I saw him try to escape a room with Julia Michaels on The Late Late Show with James Corden. If you don't know who I'm talking about, I am talking about the one and only Niall Horan.
Woo!
I am deeply in love with him.
Deeply. Like, she means that.
It's a legitimate problem. But that's okay. That's my experience. And that can be I will gladly talk about that in an episode.
I'm not kidding. If you guys asked her for a whole One Direction podcast, I will not be there. I refuse.
Okay. Let us know if you guys want to hear that. Okay, next question.
Next question. No. But I actually do want to say one more response from somebody that answered, what does love mean to you? So they said, something you feel that you can't describe. You just know when you have it.
Oh, that's cute.
It's super cute, because I mean, that's the truth. Like, I feel like when anybody who is in love with each other, it's a real feeling that you just have between y'all. It's a connection that you really can't explain, and that goes for anybody. Like,
yeah, you just kind of know.
Exactly. That was the perfect way to put it. You just know. It's just something that's natural.
Yeah.
And it's not forced upon, because you guys have those mutual feelings with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so unique and special. And one day I hope that I can feel that way. It's a dream of mine. It seriously is. But now we can move to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you show your love for each other?
So I thought this one was kind of a cute question, and I loved hearing the responses. Some of my favorites was just being there for that person anytime they need me.
Oh, yeah.
Another one was small gestures to show that you notice.
Aww.
And listening, being honest, communication, good morning, good night texts. And so what I kind of got from, and then I got a couple others, but what I got kind of as like an overview is just like, I don't know, just like small things that show that you care and just like, it's not about like the huge gestures and stuff, but just like the little things in life, and those mean so much to people.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was actually going to agree with you on that. Like the small little things in it, because like that person said, the goodnight text, good morning text, like those are just a text away. Like you're literally just texting something and it sends and it gets to that person, and that can mean like the world to them. Mm-hmm. I love waking up with good morning texts. Like I feel like it's super sweet, super, I'm a very sentimental person though,
yeah.
So I just find that stuff so adorable. But I agree, there's so many ways, so many forms that you can just show your love for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely amazing.
It's so cute. Next question, how would you describe love in 3 words?
Okay, personally me, I would probably describe it like fun, exciting, and honestly, spectacular.
Aww.
It's definitely spectacular. That's a big word for me. I never use those words. I just feel like it's a big adventure that you have with someone. And it's a ride that you're committed to, that you're ready to go on with that person. And it's very spontaneous. You don't know what's going to happen, what's going to be the next thing in y'all's future with each other. But that's what makes the whole love thing kind of special in a way, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But some of you guys said that love was described in your 3 words that you chose was educating, fun, and interesting. I definitely want to say educating
mm-hmm.
is the truth right there. It's very educating. You can learn so much from one person in your life. And that's why I like people who say that, you know, there's certain people in your life that come and go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth, because you learn certain things from certain people. And when you learn them, they can go out of your life. But it's okay. You can't really dwell over it, because it's a life-changing experience for your personal growth yourself.
Yeah, I firmly believe that everyone comes into your life for a reason,
mm-hmm.
Whether to help you or to teach you something. That I think that everyone that is in your life right now is meant to be there.
Oh yeah, for sure. And another person said that they described it as home.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
Home? I literally was freaking out when I read it.
That's
it was
not 3 words.
They gave 3 words. I'm just not gonna, I wrote down all of y'all's words, all of y'all responses, but I'm just picking some of the ones that are really, like, just standing out.
Home, that's so
that
beautiful.
It is beautiful, but it's so, like, passionate. Like, when I say home and mm-hmm. I describe that about someone, it's just, like, that's someone that you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Home, you know, have you ever heard the saying, like, a house and a home, like, are two different things?
Yes, yeah.
Like, you can have the biggest house in the whole entire world, and this is kind of an analogy with love and relationships and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the biggest house in the whole entire world, and that could be, you know, when it comes to relationships, someone who is rich, filthy rich, and has a mansion, has all these cars, has this high-paying job. But it's not someone that you're fully comfortable with, like a mm-hmm. home would be. A home could be literally a basement. A basement. And it's so, you have stuff in there that you love deeply, and you know that you love. There's no hesitation about it, and you're just comfortable being there.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely goes back to relationships. And I think that home was a really good way to put it. When it comes to love.
Yeah, I definitely think it's about, like, feeling safe and comfortable and
yeah.
being able to, like, be yourself completely.
Yes.
It's just the cutest.
It is. And then we have another one of my favorites is On Cloud 9.
Oh.
That was another adorable one. I don't even know how to describe On Cloud Nine, and that's probably the point.
Like,
you can't describe it. It's just something so wonderful to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an experience. It's a ride that we all will hopefully go on in our life. Gonna move on to the next question. If you could choose your partner again, would you choose the same person? This could be, like, a little personal to some people.
Yeah. So I really liked this question. I feel like it could generate some really good responses, and it also makes, like, you think, like, oh, would I actually? And so the majority of people said yes, and my favorite was I'd always choose him. He's the one.
Aww.
Which I think is the cutest, like, actually.
It sounds like a need-to-be Disney movie.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That's like a Disney romance.
It is.
That's so cute.
Aww.
And then another response, which was the exact opposite, is no, it clearly didn't work for a reason. Also, he's a piece of no hate, though.
Yeah. See, everyone's outlook on this whole topic is, you know, there's some negative experiences that people go through,
mm-hmm.
and there's some positive ones. Unfortunately, the negative ones can make that person think that love can't exist or love can't be real for them.
Right.
But it's really not the truth. I mean, we all go through things in our lives that really just change us as a person.
Yeah.
But you can't let something like that, especially negative things that occur in your life, to really just put a pause on your life and, like, a hold.
Right.
Where it stops you from personally growing even more. So.
Yeah, definitely. When did you know you were in love?
Okay, so personally, I've never been in love. Well, besides
Rudy
and Zendaya. I can't forget about my girl Zendaya. I will literally put everything in my life aside for her if she ever came knocking on my door and asked me to marry her.
Yeah.
Even if I had a whole family. If I had kids, a husband.
Honestly, like, they gotta go.
They gotta go. I'm sorry. Yeah. I loved you guys when we were together.
They can see you on TV.
But now my true love has come to my door. She finally realized mm-hmm. that I was meant to be with her. But, you know, that's a dream. But you guys had some different opinions on that. I definitely feel like this question is very personal as well. So I appreciate you guys for even opening up to, I may not even know some of you, a complete stranger.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to everyone who answered the questions. I know that these can be really personal, and so we really do appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. So somebody said, when I couldn't get her out of my head.
Aww.
Doesn't it sound like it's like a song lyric?
Oh my god, it does.
When I couldn't get her out of my head.
that would slap, Loki.
That would really slap. No, I just thought that was so cute because, I mean, love is so interesting. Like, you never know what's going to happen when you're just there. Like, mm-hmm. it's so natural that it's stuff just happens. Like,
yeah.
That goes with anything. Shoot, I can't get food out of my head. out of my head. I can't get food out of my head because I am a Taurus, and a lot of people like to come for Tauruses saying that we love food. There's not
one. You're a Taurus?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm
an Aries.
2 days. I know. I was 2 days away from being an Aries. I just hit the Taurus mark.
You wish.
Oh, no. I love being a Taurus. I love my food. They like to joke around with that. I don't know why everyone has to come for Tauruses about food. It doesn't make sense to me. But meanwhile,
I don't know anything about astrology, so I don't know why I'm so I'm an Aries.
I don't even know that much on it. Oh, we should so do a podcast.
Oh my god, we should. Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be so much fun. Yeah, we could just go down the list of zodiac signs.
Yes.
If you guys want to hear that, let us know.
No, we're gonna do that anyways.
I know.
Anyways,
another one of you guys said, I fell asleep on the phone with my girl the first time and woke up to her. and it just felt right.
Stop.
Don't you wish that could, like
happen?
What are we doing wrong?
He's 10 years older than me.
Both of mine are, like, about to be in a relationship or already in one, so... But I thought
that's so cute.
It was super precious. It just felt right. Like, he just said it. It just felt right.
Mm-hmm.
And love will do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, which is the last one I'm going to talk about for this question, is it's hard to pinpoint a moment, but I just knew that what I was feeling was something unique.
Aww.
Say it again.
That's beautiful.
It felt like something unique. That's perfect. That's what it's supposed to feel like.
Yeah, I feel like love is really hard to just, like... It's literally just a feeling. And, like, you just
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh. One day, Alexis, one day. Do you find it hard to be open and honest with your partner?
So the majority of, like, literally all the responses were the same, which is actually, I kind of loved, but basically all of them were talking about, no, not at all, we're really good at communication is key, so two specific ones were, no, because if I did, then that would prove that you shouldn't be with him. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then my favorite one was absolutely not. We started out as best friends, so it's generally really easy now.
And honestly, that's how I want my dream relationship to really start out. Of course, I can't say that. I don't know what's going to happen for me in the future. But starting out as friends and just becoming so close, just being comfortable with each other as, like, friends, and then moving on to your next spot in your relationship with that person, which that could be whatever. I just find that so cute. I'm just
so,
like,
cute.
It could be weird, definitely, for some people. Like, there's some of my friends that I can, like, look at and be so comfortable with, but I could, like, literally love them to death and just be like, I could never be with you.
Yeah, there's, like, but it's not even like you can't, like, it's not something that you can force. Like, it just happens.
And you have just those friends that are, like, siblings
right.
to you.
And
you're just
like, no.
I just, like, and they could be cute. You're, like, really cute. I just can't. Like,
yeah.
I can't. But then you just have those friendships that are just like, let's move on to the next step. And it's like, that is so cute. That's, like, a romantic movie on Lifetime.
Yeah, honestly.
And I need to be on Lifetime because that's all the good rom-coms.
Hallmark.
Oh my gosh, during Christmas time.
I'm so ready.
That's, like, wow.
Oh my god, and we're gonna be in quarantine. Or I still will be. So.
Could you imagine, like, everyone, all the famous people at least, are, like, in quarantine together. And that's how they're falling in love. Like,
I swear,
that's how it's happening. Because I bet you if they weren't in quarantine together, they would never be together.
Yeah.
They're, like, forced to spend time with each other. But that just makes me, like, want to find a boy on the streets. And, like, that doesn't sound right.
I'm going to need you to clarify,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, let me clarify. A boy that's not creeped out by me. And that I can just be like, hey, you want to spend quarantine together?
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, yeah, let's do it. And then I fall in love and I text you, you know, like 2 weeks later saying, hey, I have a boyfriend and, you know, he's about to propose. Like, what if I just text you saying I'm engaged? Bridesmaid.
Low key. Okay. Can I pick out the dress?
Sure. You know what? I'll make that deal with you.
Aww.
I'll make that deal with you.
Okay.
But do you need any advice regarding your relationship?
Okay, so a couple responses that we got were, no, but it's really hard with social distancing and long distance in college. So
definitely.
I thought that this one is really good. And I know we talked about long distance relationships before.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard that episode, go give it a listen.
Go listen to it. It was really good. Didn't we have a guest star?
Yeah, Megan.
Megan. Yes,
yeah.
That was like relationships and friendships at the same time.
Yeah.
So
I think that I mean, obviously, like, long-distance relationships are very difficult, but...
Yeah.
I do, I mean, I know that they can happen.
Oh, for sure.
And oftentimes, they're just, like, the strongest, and if it works, and it's...
Yeah, if you can get through long-distance relationships and be away from each other for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
you can practically do anything. 'Cause mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that like to bash that side of people's relationships who aren't together mm-hmm. and are across the country from each other or et cetera, even if they're like 5 hours away. Like, it's just like a lot of people just kind of say, oh yeah, no, that won't work.
Right, but like it could.
It could if you just put the effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort and a lot of work, but I mean, if honestly, if it's the right person, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So the second one was he doesn't want me to meet his parents.
This is like what's gonna happen in my life when I turn like 20 something. he doesn't want you to meet his parents. See, I just feel like, why though?
Right, like, why? What's the big deal?
Is there something, like, that's blocking y'all, putting y'all at a pause with y'all's relationship to make him not feel comfortable enough for you to meet his parents? Mm-hmm. Like, at that point, it doesn't, like, I feel like if this just started and everything, definitely go ahead and probably try talking it out with each other. And confronting each other about the problem and how you personally feel about that. And if that doesn't work, I don't know. Like, I don't want to...
And if that doesn't work, well, good luck, Charlie.
Like, good luck, Charlie. No, but I just don't know if... Is it, like... I guess you have to kind of ask yourself, is it really worth the relationship between y'all?
Yeah, and it's not even, like, oh, like... He doesn't want me to meet his parents, end it. But it's, like, it gives you the space to, like, step back and be, like, hold on, why?
Yeah.
And kind of analyze the relationship. And if it's, like, he's, I don't know, embarrassed about his parents, then that's, like, a different thing. And that could very well be. But, I mean, if it has something to do with you guys, I think you need to just kind of take a step back and be, like, is this worth it?
Yeah, and I feel like people in relationships are very, you know, not everyone asks questions. You know,
mm-hmm.
because some people, especially me, I look at, when I ask people questions, I'm just kind of like, oh, wait, should I be asking this? Is this going to come off a wrong way?
Mm-hmm.
Am I being annoying? Am I being, like, forceful on that person? Like, I feel like we should not feel that way. And if we have something to confront in our relationship, do it before it gets worse. And then it gets to a point where it didn't really need to go, like you guys breaking up or just not being together or separating, going on a break, like when it could have just been worked out by talking.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So last question.
Let's do it.
What is your advice on love?
I would love to give you my personal advice on it. It would probably be, don't watch shows with people you know you're going to fall in love with.
You know, I would have to agree with that
piece
of advice. Don't, you know, fall insanely in love with someone that you can never have, because it hurts.
it hurts really bad. It's a breakup that you'll never experience with,
honestly,
someone that is not famous. But I mean, hey, some advice for me also is, if you do decide to love a famous person and be deeply in love with them, become famous yourself. I don't know how, but just try.
Make it work.
Make it work.
Manifest it.
But one of you guys said, don't rush it. If it's real, there's no need to. Preach it, sister.
Yeah.
You should never have to force anything upon anyone in a relationship that isn't toxic.
Yeah.
We don't stand the toxic relationships.
Never.
There's just no need to. You are an amazing human being, and you don't need that in your life.
Yeah, there's really no need to put up with anything, like, toxic. There's no need.
We don't settle for less.
No, we don't.
Period. And then, this was actually one of my favorite responses from y'all. It said, don't settle for trash. Find someone who brings out the best version of yourself.
That's actually low-key really good advice.
That just goes with the don't settle for less. Like, we don't.
We deserve
so much more.
Honestly, there's enough people in the world that if one person isn't treating you right, there's literally no...
Good luck, Charlie.
No, there's literally no reason to put up with it. Like, if someone isn't nice to you, don't deal with it.
It's like, why? It's, again, why?
Why?
For why?
But you did this for what?
And then one of the last responses that I really liked is, make sure you love yourself and know yourself before you try to juggle someone else.
Aww.
Basically just saying, like, make sure that you are comfortable with yourself and genuinely love yourself, like, actually mm-hmm. love yourself. And that stuff takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on it. A lot of people are still working on it. I feel like quarantine is giving us a lot of time to reflect on ourselves too, which is, even though I'm tired of quarantine,
yeah.
and I want to be out with my friends and be with, just go back to normal things, but I definitely am thankful for what this quarantine is letting me do for myself. I'm focusing on a lot of things that I couldn't focus on in the past because I was too busy. So I am learning to love myself, and I feel like that definitely is key to being in a relationship. You need to love yourself before you love someone else.
Yeah, definitely.
And saying that, find someone who brings out, you know, the best version of you, that's going back to the last response, it's the truth. Like, you should feel good about yourself when you're with that person. They
mm-hmm.
shouldn't make you feel like crap, you
mm-hmm.
know? You should always feel your best and just feel like you can be you.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I've had friendships where the person that I'm with, like, definitely brings out, like, the worst side of me. And it's just,
yeah.
like, and then I had to just take a step back and be like, wait, this isn't who I am. Like, why am I hanging out with this person if, like, nothing good is coming from it for either of us?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same thing with relationships.
Totally. It's, like, it's seriously, I love talking about these topics because
mm-hmm.
it makes me, even though, like, these are responses from you all, it really does make me reflect on myself and
oh, yeah.
my past experiences with people. And I'm just like, wow. Like, this gives me motivation to just keep pushing doing me. And, you know, whoever comes into my life, could be tomorrow, could be right now. Hey, Rory.
Hey.
It's just like, I'm gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we're all gonna be okay. You guys are gonna be okay. We just need to learn how to not put ourselves in those sticky situations where we can't get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've definitely had friends who are really close friends of mine, and, you know, they end up having feelings in a greater, you know, those next step feelings that I don't have for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, sometimes you feel like your friendship is going to, like, fall down because of that, because you're like,
oh,
yes. I don't feel the same way. Stop. I love you as a friend. And you're not trying to sound harsh, but it's just like, could I really? And that's not saying it in a mean way, but I know that a lot of people do go through that. That was, like, something totally opposite from what I was just talking about. But I know that some of the, you know, you guys can go through that. I've been through it. But, again, that's where communication comes in, because it is key. It will get you so far in life. And if you focus on that communication, your life will be perfect. I'm kidding. It probably won't be perfect, but it will be better than good.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't take myself serious.
No, I was just thinking about what you said, and I was, like, just sitting here, like, oh, well, my friendship did fall apart after.
And it happens.
It happens, and that's okay, because, you know, it can be awkward, and sometimes it's better for both people to just not talk anymore.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, you take some time, you move on.
Exactly.
You do better.
You do better.
Do better.
You grow. You grow into the individual that you're going to be.
Yes.
Years from now,
because every experience that you go through shapes you
as a person.
Yes.
I just wish you guys all the best of luck in love and wish the best for you and your relationships to come. I hope you're doing the same for us because we are struggling.
Manifest it.
Manifest it. That's going to be our slogan.
We should make that our new season 2.
Yes, season 2. Get ready, guys, because it is coming.
Season 2 is coming.
We're so excited to just share so many other topics with you guys, and we're so thankful for you guys. So thank you. We appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you. As always, let us know your thoughts, and
our DMs are always open to you guys.
Yes, definitely.
We will always reply. But until then, thanks for listening to our podcast today.
Thanks for listening.
And we never know how to end these things. I know they're always different and inconsistent, so.
It's so awkward ending it. You're so like, awkward. Okay, bye.
I don't want to stop talking to you guys. That's why.
I know. It's just too fun.
You guys are my true friends because I have no one else to talk to.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.